is a shayla that comes up, a common shayla on the last day Shavuot brachos. If you make there's a suzu covered chas nakala, that's on time. It starts before shkia, but it goes late. Too many speakers happen sometimes, and they want a bench after shkia, after tzeis. It's already after Shavuot brachos. Could they still make Shavuot brachos? A marshal bracham this week. I made a chasna on Thursday. My daughter's chasna. I hope it was before shkia the kedushin. So the Thursday we look at it as the first day of Shavuot brachos. Friday's already the second. Wednesday is the last day of Shavuot brachos. Hashem will have a Shavuot brachos on Wednesday. What's the din if the suza is on Wednesday? Is on the last day of Shavuot brachos, but benching is a little bit late. It happens. So what do you do then? Do you go bust the suza since the suza was on time, so you can still make Shavuot brachos? So they say now it's already no more Shavuot brachos. It's not the week. So you can.
Is this similar to Yom Kippur also?
So that you would think maybe it's similar to Yom Kippur. But we'll get that. But the first thing I was thinking is there's an interesting shuva from the Netziv in his shuva sefer Meshav Dova Chelak Dal and Simul Amavov. He writes his son is Mashal. He doesn't say which son. He writes Bnei Hagoyin. Maybe it was maybe I don't know how many sons he had. So it was a Chaim Balin or a different son. But he's the Mashalah. He said there's a interesting Magen Avraham, which is not so well known, and it seems almost chayos. The Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tachman, it's not by the Hosta Shavuot Brachos, it's in Erechaim from Kuf Lamed Aleph, the end of Simon Kuf Yud Beis. The Magen Avraham paskins that a chos, when you have a chosin himself doesn't say Tachman, and when there's a chosin in Shul and Beis Medrash, no one says Tachman that day. The Magen Avraham says that halacha goes me ace to ace. It's not just 7 days of Shavuot Brachos, it goes me ace to ace. So, for example, if the chasna was like before shkia, let's say 8 o'clock on Thursday, you would not say tachanun until not only till the next Wednesday, but even the day after Shavuot Brachos, the next Thursday until me'es la'es. From that time, that 24-hour period, you have 7 days, 24-hour periods. You would go until 8 o'clock Thursday. So that Thursday after Shavuot Brachos, it's still within 7 days me'es la'es. You don't say tachanun in the morning, and mincha also. If you're davening mincha after 8 o'clock, you'll say tachanun, but before the time of the chasna, you don't say tachman. So his son asked him, maybe it seems Magen Avraham is saying that for the lochus of Shavuot Brachos, you go me'es la'es. You don't just count some days. We find in the Torah, there are some halachas that go me'es la'es, and some go by the day. Mila goes by the day, the eighth day by the day, but for example, kabbonis, when you have a carbon that has to be brought within the first year of the behemoth or the second year of the behemoth, we go me'es la'es. So the Magen Avraham says, "V'negei a chassan, he seems to be a chassan for 7 days meis leis." So that's what the Siv's son asked him. What about for making Shavuot Brachos himself? So the Siv says, "Of course, the Vel doesn't say it's a chazai; he doesn't do it that way." And the Siv says, "The chayde is a chilek." This is a shein chilek. He says, "Because by tachanun we find a halacha that by a chassan doesn't say tachanun before his chassana, the day of his chassana. When you have a chassan in shul and you know he's getting married that night." Yom Kippur, you don't say Tachanun before. So Zotan Netziv, Hizichah doesn't have a din Chosan before his Chasana. So why don't we say Tachanun the day before? It's actually the Mokka that you don't say Tachanun. The Yom Kippur is interesting to be a girl. That's the Mokka that comes from the Gayan, that you don't say Tachanun the Yom Kippur. So Netziv says, the Chirid is two dinim. There's a din Chosan Akala, there's a din of being a Chosan Akala, and there's a din Simchas Chosan Akala. A Chosan, that's only, of course, after the Chuppah. Of a Simchas Chasam Akala, that could be the halacha of even the day of the chuppah. You know, you have a chasam getting married, the Simchas starts already. That's already a din Chasam Akala. And I was thinking, he doesn't say this, but I was thinking there's a very stark mocha for that from among Subas Tavches. The Gemara says that you start saying, Shasimcha V'moina, in case you have a Suda, the cover the chasna, somehow they would make a Suda before, let's say, Kabbalah's Ponim, they would make a Suda, they would wash and have a Suda, Kabbalah's Ponim, before the actual chuppah. And you bench, you would say Shesimcha V'moineh. When you bench, interesting. If anyone would wash by Kavon's Pondim, and the whole Kavon's Pondim is a cover of the Chasana Kala, you would say, when you bench, you would already say Shesimcha V'moineh. And the Gemara asked him, Mikor Me'imas, when do you take a start saying Shesimcha V'moineh? Amar Papa, Mechira Musari Be'asinta. From the time they start throwing barley into an Asinta. So Rashi brings two Pshatim. Rashi says it was an Alchemic. Times of the Gemara, at least I don't know why we don't do it today, but there's not a minute. First Rashi says, Yeshayin Tzayim Be'arevis Mayim Ahapel Sheikhel Tzayich HaChuppah. People used to start preparing the beer for the chuppah before. When they start preparing the beer, putting the barley in the water, that's already the time that the simchas of the chas is starting. So already you start saying Shesimcha Moine. Rashi says, Na'ub Shad Yeshayim Moshem HaChasim HaKal Nabzayim Tzayim Be'atzitz. cover the chasna kana, they would put serum in a lau pot lema, and they would say pru revu, but simchu kaseim halavu. The remez that should be pru revu the same way it's sprouting over here. They should sprout and have theirs. The throw maybe comes to this. Comes to this, right?
That's
above often. Okay, but I'll go upon him. You see from the Gemara that which is also a big thing in Bechus Amaz and Bechus Yiman, that's passed before the Chasana. So that's what instead of saying, that's why we don't say Tachnim before the Chasana. But that's in Simchus Asma Kalam. So Melas, then still wants to say that's on the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham says that Tachnim continues even onto the eighth day. That's only been, that we don't say Tachnim even on the eighth day, Mesel Eis. That's not because of the Chasam Kalam. Chasam Kalam is definitely only 7 days, only until Wednesday in our case. But the next day, maybe it's a leftover continuation of the Simchas Chasam Kalam. You don't see more than that. That's when you get Tachem. But it's not right for the Bichas, Sher Brachas. I just wanted to point out, if you, according to the Kasha of the Nesiv, then it would be very simple why you can make Sher Brachas late, if there's a late benching on the last day Sher Brachos, because it's still Meis L'Eis, but Meis L'Eis says that it doesn't apply to Sher Brachos.
It's not
Meis L'Eis. Meis L'Eis
is what? This Wednesday, Meis L'Eis finishes Wednesday before night. You, if it's at night, Thursday,
what should
be
left?
Thursday would be the whole Thursday.
Why is it Meis L'Eis means 8 days? Maybe it means 7 days, Meis L'Eis. Why are you being
getting on? Why
are you getting on? Why don't you say that it's Meis L'Eis 7 days? Where's Meis L'Eis day 8 days?
Well, Thursday, 8 o'clock till Friday, till Shabbos, till Sunday, till Monday, till Tuesday, till Wednesday, till Thursday.
Wednesday to Thursday.
What am I wrong over here? It's Thursday night, let's say Thursday night, 8 o'clock, was a chasana, right? So you go, we count the Thursday as the first day and Friday as the second day, but you go Meis L'Eis, you go from Thursday, 8 o'clock, till Friday as the first. Friday to Shabbos, 8 o'clock is the second. To Sunday, to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday, to Thursday, 8 o'clock.
So even if you made a Shabbos in the morning,
right.
The next day you say you should make a
brother. Right.
Yeah. Not because you were mamshich.
That's what I'm saying. That would be one teretz why you could bench late. You could even bench the next. You could even say shabbos the next day. Even the next day, if you make a suit, the kavach chasam kalam on Thursday also. But the ma'aser in the tibbutzim machalik and say that's not true. Also, the whole Magen Avraham itself, no one's chayav this Magen Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. Interesting. The Behetiv also doesn't bring it down. They just don't bring it down. And Medusach does not know that way. I think people say Tachanun, even the Chosin himself, I think he says Tachanun the next day. For some reason, we don't do like this Magen Avraham. So this is not, this is not an answer to this question. But I was thinking a different marker for this Shail will be in Ebenezer, Simon Samach Bey, Siftes, with the Machoikis, Machabin Ramah. I'm sorry, Sif Zayin. Simon Samach Bey, Sif Zayin. There's a Machoikis, Machabin Ramah. And then the Panim Chadoshes, if the Panim Chadoshes has to eat. We know that to make Bechus Sher Brachos the rest of the week, you have to every time have a Panim Chadoshes, someone that was not there before. Stipe is a very nice chat, why? But Akapanim, there's two ways to understand it, but Akapanim, you have to have a Panim Chadoshes. So the Machoikis Machaber Ramah, if the Panim Chadoshes has to eat. This is also, I think, Shana, people always ask, does the Panim Chadoshes have to eat or not? The Machaber Paskins, that the Panim Chadoshes has to eat.
There has to be somebody
right. It has to be a person. It depends how you understand Panim Chadoshes. Because the Panim Chadoshes has to eat, and the more Panim Chadoshes does not have to eat. So what's the Machlokes? So the Shus Yaakov in Ebenezer, the Simon Samach Beis Chan Ches, he says the Machlokes is the Machaber Ramah, or Gungi Shitasam, it's beautiful shtickle. He says there's another Machlokes Machaber Ramah over there in Simon Samach Beis of Tess. How many kaisis do you use for benching Sher Brachos? The Machaber Paskins, you could bench and make Sher Brachos on one kais. So Amo Paskins, and he writes the Chayn Noigin. That's the way the minig is. They bench and make Sher Brachos all in one kais. The Ramo says, no, the way we do it. The Ramo says, we bench and we make Sher Brachos on two kaises. I was wondering, the Fab and Noig, they use also two? Interesting, they don't like the Ramo also. Okay. But the Machab himself, actually, they don't like the Machab, you have to know why. But the Machab Paskins that benching Sher Brachos is on one kais. And the Ramo says that benching Sher Brachos is on two kaises. The Ramo's reason is because there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, famous Gemara in Abba Pesachim says that if you have benching and kiddush at the same time, for example, if a group had a suda on Erev Shabbos on Friday, and the suda continued into Shabbos, and there was, and I guess I'm not sure what happened with davening, but they wanted to bench and make Kiddush on the same Kais. It was time to bench, it was time to make Kiddush. Gemara says, don't bench and make Kiddush on the same Kais, because we have Alocha in Oysa Mitzvahs Chavinos Chavinos. You don't make Mitzvahs, pile them up. Rashi says, if you pile them all up onto one Kais, it's Nirul Lov Kamaso, you're making it look like it's a burden, and you're Mamaha Lefarak Maso, and you're hurrying to unload your burden. Let's get this over with. We have two Mitzvahs, let's get this over with. Racham Chas Shalom, feel that way and to one get benching and kiddush over all in one kais. You don't do it that way. You do one at a time. First you bench in one kais and you bedafka make kiddush on a separate kais. So the Ramah holds the same thing over here. You have two mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of benching. You have the mitzvah of sherev brachos. Don't pile it all on one kais. Do separate kaises. First do mitzvah of benching on one kais. Then do separate mitzvah of sherev brachos on a separate kais. But the Mechaba holds that you do it all on one kais. The Mechaba, for some reason, holds it doesn't apply over here. The Mechaba holds it's not the same thing as benching and kiddush. So what's the chilek? So the Shush Yaakov wants to say the Mechaba holds the kiddush. The Mechaba holds that the whole halacha of sherev brachos is a din in birchas hamazon. It's a din in benching. In benching, you have to add on seven brachos. That's the Mechaba shita. So therefore, that the Mechaba holds by benching sherev brachos, it's all one halacha. Sherev brachos is totally in benching. It's part of benching. I don't know if maybe it's too strong to say part of benching, but it's a din in benching. And mamela could all be done in one kais. It's not like benching and kiddush. Benching and bechas amazon and kiddush of Shabbos have nothing to do with each other. Those are for sure two separate mitzvahs. That's where the Gemara says you have to use two kaises. But the Mechaba holds, since it's all one mitzvah, you could do it all in one kais. So mamela said to Shus Yaakov, this is the Mechaba among Shitasim. The Mechaba that holds that Sherev Brachos is a din in bechas amazon, he holds the Panim Chadashos has to eat. Because the whole Sherev Brachos is a din in Bechas Amazon, so the Panim Chadashos also has to bench. And you'll see from here, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba just says that the Panim Chadashos has to eat. You see from here in Lachar that the Panim Chadashos has to eat pas. He has to wash and be mechiv to bench. It's not enough just to give him a piece of cake or something else to eat. He has to eat mamash pas. Because the Mechaba Mishtasi holds that Sherev Brachos is a din in Bechas Amazon. The Ramah holds, no, it's two separate mitzvahs. Just like the Ramah holds, you have two kaises. One for benching, one for sherev brachos. The whole who said mitzvahs, sherev brachos is not totally in benching. In the main of the Panim Chadashos does not have to eat.
You said kois and shnorch. Not only you could, but you should use one kois. You know, once somebody is much in the minute, you can't find the car, why they mix back and forth. Everybody does. But
yeah.
Oh,
that's why they mix it back and forth.
Maybe they mix back and forth.
To the Yates of the Mechaba. Very good.
Only if there's
any
to do it.
It's part of Sherev Brachos, right? Very good. I was thinking another raya from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the halachas of Sherev Brachos in Hilchos Brachos Amazon. Interesting. In Perek Beis, Hilchos Brachos is where the Rambam brings down the din of Sherev Brachos. It's not what you would think. You would think it should be in Hilchos Ishus, where Ram writes all the halachos of Kedushin. The Shulchan Aruch Taka brings down the halachos of Sherev Brachos in Eben Ezra by Hilchos Kedushin. That's what he brings it down. But the Rambam brings it down Hilchos Brachos Amazon. Why is it Hilchos Brachos Amazon? It's Bishul Mashma. The Rambam also holds that Sherev Brachos is a din in Brachos Amazon. And I was thinking of even a bigger raya. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Brachos Halachates over there in Perek Beis. The Rambam goes through all the halachos of Brachos Amazon. And on Lacha Tes, Dharma writes a Lashon, the Beis Chassanim, when you have a Chassan, the Baruchim Bechas Chassanim, Acha Abba Brachas Eimu, B'chol Suda V'suda. We make Sherev Brachas after Abba Brachas Eimu, these four Brachas of every Suda. Now if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachas Amazon, over the Perek Beis, every time he refers to Bechas Amazon, he doesn't call it Abba Brachas. He calls it Bechas Amazon. The Moshe Ram starts off, Tzorach Lavarach Bechas Amazon, V'makom She'ochal, you have to say Bechas Amazon, the place where you ate. He always calls it Bechas Amazon, Bechas Amazon. Over here, the Rambam doesn't say that the Beis Chassanim, Bechas Chassanim, Acha Bechas Amazon. He doesn't say that. He says, Beis Chassanim, Bechas Chassanim, Acha Abba Brachas Elu. After these four brachas, we say Bechas Chassanim. So a little bit mashma to me, like these are seven brachas added onto the four. That's what he says. After these four brachas, we make more brachas. This Rambam, I think, is very shtak mashma. That Sherev Brachos is shayach to Bechas Amazon. The Hamakne in Amasech Kedushin, the back of the Sefer, he has a called Kuntras Achron and Hilchos Kedushin. And over there in Hilchos Kedushin, Simon Samach Beis Sif Tes, he writes a line, Nira, the Yochel Echel Lavarach Bechas Amazon, V'yitzikulim, V'shisha Brachos Yochel Yitin Achel Lavarach. It says, Nira, that one person could bench and also make Sherev Brachos. He's saying like a chiddush. It seems like he's mesupik. Can you divide up the benching and the shevet brachos? And he says, no, it seems that you could do it together. And I was, to me, it's a little bit shver. What's the chiddush? What's the shayla? Why should you not be able to have one person bench and another person make shevet brachos? But I think that the makna is chakir is this chakir. If shevet brachos is a din and brachos a mazon, then is it sad to say that the person benching has to make shevet brachos? You can't divide it up. But that's what the makna is saying. But no, you're able to divide it up. And even according to the makna's psak, that if you can't divide it up, it's not a rai, it's not part of benching. Maybe it is part of benching. We're all benching, I might say. One person is doing the zimun, but everyone is benching. But who come up from maybe a shul chiddush that you could only give shevet brachos to someone that's benching, not just a guest that walked in. You're not machabes someone that did not eat. It's not benching. By the Rebbe, I know Mitzvah, the Rebbe, they give him benching and he makes all shevet brachos. Pashas, we do it al-kovid. But according to this, it's a tzad halacha to it also. It might be a tzad that the person, maybe that's where it comes from, the person who benches should be the one making shevet brachos. If shevet brachos is din and bechas a mazon. But like upon him,
it's just that only the shevet brachos is chuppah. Is not
they
make shevet brachos under the chuppah.
Yeah, okay, that's a different shevet brachos. That's a whole different shevet brachos. You have no other place where you have shevet brachos without a suda.
Right.
That's only a whole different shevet brachos. But upon him, if we'll say this chiddush that shevet brachos is a din and brachos a mazon, it's part of brachos a mazon, then I think there'd be a shtaka tzad to say that even if the suda finished late, you go bust the chinuch to suda. Like I think Rebelli said, or Rav Shon said that. But the way we do by Ritzei on Shabbos, if we start Shon Shuddus before this man, that even though if we finish after Shabbos, we go both the Tchinas Asuda, beginning of Suda on Shabbos. So you say Ritzei, or on Rosh Chodesh, if you start the Suda on Rosh Chodesh and you bench and you finish Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, it's Taka Shuddus Shayin and Paiskim, and we try to be careful not to let it happen. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we try to, if you have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, we try to bench before this man, but Nikah Hadin, the halacha is, if a person ends up benching after Rosh Chodesh, he still says Yom HaBiyavai. Because all Nyanim of Bechas Mazen go past the Tchinas Asuda. So if Shevet Brachos is a din in Bechas Mazen, then you could say that since the Suda was in the time of Shevet Brachos, then even though benching is later, you could still say Shevet Brachos. Well, that's the whole. You would, and then you bench after the Chuppah? If you make a suit before the chuppah and you bench after the chuppah, you probably will not say according to this. And it will go past the chinuch. Okay. But the mice is thinking, but according to this, it will come out that according to the Mechaba, we're saying he holds that Shevet Brachos is only in Bechas HaMazon. So according to the Mechaba, you can say this far, but the Ramah holds not. The Ramah holds we bench and make Shevet Brachos in separate cases. The Ramah holds the Hanuch Chadashis does not have to eat. So according to Ramah, we hold that Shevet Brachos is a whole separate brachos, nothing to do with Bechas HaMazon. So you don't have the svara. Just because the Suda was early, you go by the time of the actual Shevet Brachos. I was thinking this is svara, that maybe there's another svara to say that since if you had the Suda during the time of Shevet Brachos, and you were mechuyim to make the bracha, maybe that bracha, that chiv is not poka. That he remains. So even though now there's no machas makalna, maybe that he remains. And if it bothers you, how can you make a bracha on machas makalna? There's no machas makalna. I was thinking to say also, what?
When you wash?
Well, the thing to there's a suda. When there's a suda, come machas makalna, it's mechayev everyone in a bracha. We do it after benching, but maybe it's mechayev vets and mechayev a bracha. So what takes off that? And if he leaves, what happens? So this I was thinking, yeah, let's understand what are Bechas Shevet Brachos. We have like three or four different types of brachos. There's Bechas Hanenin, brachos we make before we eat or smell the salmon, Bechas Hanenin, Bechas HaMitzvahs, brachos we make on a mitzvah. There's Bechas HaShevach, it's called. Not a brachos, it's just Shevach to Bein Shalom. And then there's called Bechas Re'iyah, which might be Bechas HaShevach, but Bechas Re'iyah, the whole Pekah Roya, when you see lightning, you hear thunder, it's called Bechas Re'iyah. What is Bechas Chas Makalna? I was always thinking it's a Bechas Re'iyah. The fact that you see a Chas Makalna, maybe it's Bechas Shevach, but I think it's a Bechas Re'iyah. When you see a Chas Makalna, you mechuyid to make a bracha. And the Chazal only mechayiv it when there's a Suda cover the Chas Makalna. Maybe when you see a Suda cover the Chas Makalna, you mechuyid to make these brachas. And all Bechas Re'iyah, for example, by lightning, you see lightning, you make the bracha, you know the lightning's not there anymore. Once you saw it, you're mechuyiv in a Bechas Re'iyah. It doesn't have to be in front of you. So maybe the Chas Makalna also doesn't have to be in front of you. I saw a Suda come in Chas Makalna. I was mechuyiv in. That's the Yesh. Okay. So you're going in with Chazal Masakin, maybe. But this is as far as nothing is mechuyiv over here. But Kaponim, in this sharing, I think developed as Machmir, it's Kedai and Chetri Machmir, because it's not so Poshut. I did see in Ochach Rebbeinu, Chelkei, Omer Chafei, Oyslan Vav, the big example the stipler that he said, the stipler in these cases said not to make Sherry Brachas in such a case. So if the Susan went over time, it's too late. Not to make Sherry Brachas, and they bring it down to the Biskov also. Not to make Sherry Brachas. I think that they talk about the Zachachman on Sunday, and the Sherry Brachas is on Shabbos. So over there, maybe there's a svar to say that Tosef Shabbos should help. Tosef Shabbos, because just like Shabbos continues until you make Abdullah, until you say Brachah Mavdol, Watachan Natanu, so maybe that Tosef Shabbos keeps the day going, will help you for Sher Brachos also. But the Zecharei Teshvachos svar, Tosef Shabbos has only been a Yesh Shabbos. It doesn't make the, it won't really work for Sher Brachos. And I think that's a big shayla. They'll talk about that one. What to do? But that's more common. The last day Sherev Brachos is on Shabbos, and you're making Shalom Shuddos. It's very hard to rush and finish Shalom Shuddos by the Shkia. Very big day to be machmen that also. Okay. We have a few minutes. I want to speak about another halacha that was coming recently. And Aruch Chaim, some Reish Ches, Sif Yud Ches, is interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Mechav Paskin, the Amor also says it, that to talk about an interesting case, if a person has a suffix, if he drank wine, he drank a drink, he's not sure if it's wine or shahakal, if it was Bar Pir Gafen or shahakal. Maybe it was like a grape Kool-Aid or something, he's not sure if it was grape juice or if it was shahakal. So he doesn't talk about what bracha he made on it, bracha shreina, but the question is about bracha achreina. So for bracha achreina, he has a problem. He doesn't know what bracha to make. So the simple answer would be take some water and also take some wine and now make a Bari Nefashis and make a Al Geffen on the Vade Mayim and on the Vade wine, Yayin. And Meman of Shech, you'll pata that drink that was a Suffolk. But the Mechava does say, what if a person has no more wine, but he has Mezainis? So Mechava says, maybe she should eat the Mezainis and make an Al Michya and eat onto it Al Michya and Al Geffen. And eat onto an Al Geffen also. So that you don't do. He can eat on an Al Geffen Mesopic. Since you're Mesopic, if you're Mechuvian Al Geffen, you cannot eat it on Mesopic. The trip to the Taz, and the Ramos says the Mok is a Trim Possession. Trim Possession is the one that says it's Halacha. When you have a Sopic and you're making Al Michya, you're not sure if you're Mechuvian Al Geffen, you cannot just eat on the words Al Michya, Al Geffen, Al Pir Geffen, you cannot just eat on the words Al Geffen. But the Taz is, he says that if you look in the Trim Possession, Trim Possession is talking about Lechachila. That if a person has this drink and he's not sure if it's wine or grape juice, he's not sure what it is, and is he allowed to drink it on the smach that he also has cake, he's going to make an al-michya, and he'll eat on the al-geffen mesafik. And that's what Shem HaSedesh says, no, don't drink that drink if you're not sure what bracha achrayna to make on it. But b'di'evet, Shem HaSedesh doesn't say it. So he asks on the Mechavan Ramor, talking about b'di'evet. B'di'evet, a person already drank the drink, maybe over there, Shem HaSedesh is moide. It happened already, so you could go ahead and you could make the Al Michya and you don't the Al Geffen because it happened already. That's the Taz. The Taz says Shem HaSedesh only says a thing on Abadiyevit. So this Taz I don't understand because it seems to me, what's the whole shayla to begin with if you want to get on the words Al Geffen in the middle of Al Michya? What's the terrible? The problem is, it's a hefsek. It's more than Tech Seidiba. Al Geffen and Al Pri HaGeffen. It's five words. You're eating on five words, you're making a hefsek between your psich and your chasima. The brach of al-michya is a psich, a brach to Hashem, and it ends off with a chasima. And you cannot be mafsik in the middle. If you're mafsik two words, less than techidiva, maybe it's not so terrible. But if you're mafsik with five words, you're breaking up the bracha. You ruin the bracha. So on the side that drink was shahakal, it was by nefashis, it was not with an al-gef, and you mamash made a hefsek. That's tol shayalavi, and that's what Shema Sedeshin says you can't do, and that's what the Mechav Ramos says you can't do. But if you can't do it, l'chatchina, l'chir, you can't do it, but the evidence also not. You can do b'di'evit also be a hefsek. So in Manashech, it would be mutter do b'di'evit, it should be mutter do l'chachina. So that's why the Taz is a kasha that the Shem HaSedesh only says l'chachina. We does Mechav and Ramon know that it's us that you cannot do it even b'di'evit, but it seems to me I don't see a chilek.
What
does Taz mean b'di'evit? I don't know. I don't know. So that's why Shem HaSedesh says you cannot do it because it's a sophic. And it's the same Mesopic, you cannot go ruin your Al Michya, your body have an Al Michya, you can't make a Hefzik, and that's why they pass you cannot do it. But the Taz, for some reason, understands that it's a Hefzik, but if that, the whole Shaila, he doesn't say what the Shaila is, but the whole Shaila is a Hefzik, the Chari should be the same thing, a Hefzik, but so that's what they don't see in the Taz, and the Chari, that's the Mechav Ramah. Rav Moshe. No hefsek? So there's no hefsek? Well, because you don't need a psicha, really? What are you saying? It's enough without psicha. It's not a big deal for the hefsek if you lost the psicha. But then your mom said the shame for no reason. I don't know. Rav Moshe, Nigus Moshe, Ched Beis Simuk of Tess. Interesting, he has a different shayla. Somebody asked him, he drank a chatzi shir of yayin. He only drank a half a shir of yayin, and he had mezainis. So when he makes an al-michya, can he also say al-gepa? So Moshe brought down this Taz, and this Mechaydes Taz, and the Mechaydes Ramah, and he said that, according to the Taz, that says that you're allowed to eat on al-gefen, for sure over here, we drank Vada Yain, you can eat on al-gefen. But even according to the Mechaydes Ramah, that says that you cannot eat on al-gefen, Masafik, that's because it's a Safik if there was a Shem Yain, there was a Shem al-gefen here at all. The Taz said that you didn't drink any wine at all, that the whole drink was a Masafik, what it was. But over here, where you Vada drank wine, if this was a Shem al-gefen, you could definitely say al-milchiv al-gefen. And I saw that's what I don't understand. I saw if Shem Zampas is the same thing, but that's what I don't understand the whole Ramesh.
You have to make a Ruch Rishayin al-gefen and a Shahakul, and that's
the Nashim. Shah is
only a dad
drink. No, when Ramesh's case? Ramesh's case was about the Yayin.
No, when he drank a drink, he doesn't know what it is.
Right.
How to drink it.
I don't know how he drank it. But he made out, but he wasn't sure what it was. How can you make an al-gefen on a little?
He had a drop of wine, made
out of
and that he wasn't sure.
Oh, that's what you're saying, but it doesn't say that. But Moshe doesn't learn the way. He learns over. In that case, there was no wine drunk at all. They didn't drink any wine at all. So that's why there was no shem wine at all. So over here, there was a shem, but I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand the whole shayla to begin with. If a person knows he had a chatzi shir, he's not mechuyev in al-gefen. Why should he want to eat it on to al-michi to begin with? Why even ask the shayla? You're not mechuyev. You're mechuyev in al-michi. You're not mechuyev in al-gefen. You had less than a shir. Why would you want to do it?
If
it would be a softik, like I'm not sure if I had a shir or not, can I eat it on to that? I can understand. I'm not sure why he asked the question and why they got the answer. But Moshe isn't right there. Moshe seems to say, he drank a bad chatzi shir. So why should someone do it anyway? And especially we're asking that it's a big problem to go eat al-gefen when you're not mechuyev in al-gefen because you're making a hefsek, you're eating on fibers.
Every kid, you drink a drop of wine.
And I don't think most of us don't say al-gefen. You just make al-mechuyev, right? But it's interesting, give it a look in the shuvah. I don't know, you have to understand the sigur's mindset. Why you're passing that you should say, you can eat, if you make al-mechuyev anyway, you can eat on al-gefen, definitely.